Welcome to Why I Love, the podcast where we explore one simple but powerful truth. Before we can truly love others, we must first learn to love who we are. In a world filled with noise, distraction, and division, this is a space to slow down, reconnect, and rediscover the deeper purpose of our lives. Inspired by the timeless words, "Love your neighbor as yourself," we explore stories, ideas, and practices that remind us why love begins within. Love within, love without. Let's begin the journey. Today's episode is called The Boundary Blessing, How Saying No Deepens Love. And we're going to explore how gentle limits can free us to give more generously, not less. Here's the big question I want to lay on the table for you. Can saying no actually be an act of love? Can protecting your time and heart be the very thing that prepares you to love others more fully? Over the next 25 minutes, I'll share a personal story, a few spiritual and psychological truths, and practical steps you can use this week. My hope is you'll walk away with a softer heart towards yourself and a clearer path to loving others without burning out. A few years ago, I learned this lesson the hard way. I was juggling work, a busy church schedule, phone notifications that never stopped, and a neighborhood that leaned on me for small favors. I said yes because I feared disappointing people, because I worried someone else would do it better, and because in the quiet, I felt a strange, hollow achievement in how busy I could be. It felt noble on the surface, until I hit a week where everything came due at once. I snapped at a friend over something trivial, I showed up late to a small group because I'd promised too many things, and by Sunday, I felt empty. I remember sitting in my car after a meeting and feeling ashamed, wondering how my helping had left me so depleted. I realized then that my yeses were not always generous. Some were desperate. That was the turning point when I started to see boundaries not as walls but as mercy, toward myself and toward others. Let's unpack that. Why do boundaries matter? First, from a spiritual angle, stewardship. The Bible calls us to steward gifts, time, energy, attention, not hoard them, but manage them wisely.
Saying yes to everything dilutes our capacity to love well. Second, psychologically, our brains need margins. Without rest, decision fatigue sets in, patience thins, empathy decreases. Third, culturally, our phones and the always-on world make it feel like we must be immediately available. That skewed expectation teaches people-pleasing more than presence. When we confuse availability with virtue, we lose the sacred practice of choosing where we serve best. I want to be clear. Boundaries are not rejection. They are not punishment or arrogance. When I began to say no in thoughtful ways, I noticed something surprising. My relationships improved. People knew where I stood. They stopped expecting miracles from me and began to bring their full selves. Saying no to an extra meeting meant I could say a wholehearted yes to my family at dinner. Gently turning down a request freed me to be fully present for a friend who needed a deep conversation. Boundaries create containers where generous love can actually thrive. I also want to give you a spiritual language for this practice. When Jesus teaches love your neighbor as yourself, he assumes there is a healthy relationship with self to model from. Love doesn't ask you to be everything for everyone. It asks you to be true, rested, and honest. Part of humility is recognizing your limits and honoring them. That honesty protects others from a fragile kind of help that breaks down quickly. Boundaries, then, are an expression of humility, stewardship, and ultimately compassion. Okay, practical takeaways. I want to offer three simple things you can try this week. First, a compassionate script for saying no. Try this. I'm honored you asked. Right now, I can't give this what it deserves, and I don't want to offer a half-hearted yes. Can we find another time or someone else who can help? That phrase protects your time and affirms the other person's need without guilt. Second, the 24-hour boundary experiment. Choose one day this week and create a single clear limit. For example, no social media after 7 p.m. or one work-free evening. Treat it as sacred. Notice how much clearer your presence becomes. Third, a nightly margin ritual. Before bed, write one sentence about what you did well and one small boundary you honored. This tiny act builds muscle memory toward protecting your heart. I know setting boundaries can bring up fear. Will they think I'm selfish? Will I lose community? That fear is real and understandable. Start small. Use gentle language. If a request comes that you can't meet, offer alternatives, a different time, a reduced scope, or a referral. And if relationships strain, that can be an invitation to honest conversation. Often the real risk isn't in saying no, it's in continuing to say yes until resentment builds. Resentment is not good for you or your neighbor. Before we slow down, I want to offer a safety note. Some situations involve abuse, manipulation, or high conflict. Boundaries in those contexts benefit from trusted counsel or pastoral care. If you feel unsafe setting a limit, seek support. Boundaries are loving, but they are also wise to be held with care when risk is present. Let's take a brief reflection moment. Wherever you are, breathe with me for a moment. Inhale slowly and exhale. Ask yourself, where in my life am I saying yes out of guilt or fear?
Where might a small no free a bigger yes? Who would I become if I protected my time the way I protect the people I love? You might pause this episode and jot one boundary you could try this week. A single sentence is enough. No phone at dinner, or I'll limit meetings to X per week. Start there. As we come to our closing thought, boundaries are not barriers to love. They are its blessing. When you protect your heart, you enlarge your capacity to love without a brittle edge. Limits are not a failure of generosity. They are its stewardship. They let us offer our best, not our leftovers. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Why I Love. If this conversation meant something to you, please share it with someone who tends to overgive, or with a friend who might need permission to protect their time. Subscribe so you don't miss future episodes, and if you're on social media, tell us one small boundary you're trying this week. I'd love to hear about it. Love who you are, and watch the world change. Until next time, keep choosing love.